AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A nationwide ground stop's been lifted for Southwest flights, but if you're flying with the airline today, expect some major delays. Here's CBS's Chris Van.
The airline tells us planes are operating again and that this has been resolved. Still, you have more than 1,700 Southwest flights, nearly 42% of their daily departures, running behind today. I expect that number will grow.
And it has. More than 1,800 Southwest flights have been delayed so far. Just 11 canceled.
We love you, Ralph! We love you, Ralph!
Protesters marched through Kansas City today demanding justice for 16-year-old Ralph Yarl. He's at home recovering now after getting shot in the head by a homeowner for ringing the wrong doorbell. The teen was trying to pick up his siblings. The shooter is facing assault charges. Meantime, a man faces murder charges in upstate New York for shooting a woman who also got the wrong address. WRGB-TV's Ashley Dager.
Washington County Sheriff's Office and a witness to the tragedy telling us Gillis was one of four young adult friends in a car driving to a friend's house.
Gone to the scene in error, and unfortunately, they drove up this driveway.
That driveway led to 65-year-old Kevin Monahan of Hebron, who is now charged with murder in the second degree.
In New York City, police arrested the ringleader of a group targeting gay men at nightclubs by drugging and robbing them. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg.
Nobody should have to worry about their safety and well-being when enjoying Manhattan's vibrant nightlife. And this investigation sends a clear message that we have no tolerance for this type of dangerous and deadly conduct.
At least two of their victims died. Russia won't release an American journalist.
Evan Gershkovich stood inside a glass cage for defendants, arms folded as he awaited today's appeal hearing, a hearing in which the Moscow court upheld his detention on espionage charges his paper and the U.S. government insist are baseless.
That's CBS's Vicki Barker reporting. The White House had a tiny intruder today. Here's CBS's Steve.
Secret Service alarms were triggered immediately by the toddler, who slipped through the 5.5 inches that separate the metal posts of the White House fence. The boy was swiftly encountered by uniformed officers, who scooped him up and reunited him with his family on Pennsylvania Avenue. The Secret Service described the child in a statement as a curious young visitor. Officers did briefly question the parents, just to be sure there wasn't any threat.
Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean says DeMar Hamlin's okay to play football again.
He is cleared, resumed full activities just like anyone else who was coming back from an injury or whatever.
It's been about 4 months since Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Congressman Tom Tiffany is looking like a potential candidate for U.S. Senate. He bought two website names, ThomasTiffanyForSenate.com and TomTiffanyForSenate.com. Tiffany says he's weighing his options. Tiffany is in his second term in the U.S. House. Baldwin announced a re-election bid last week. So far, there are no declared Republican challengers. The leaders of Wisconsin's two-year branch campuses are being told to look at ways to make them financially stable. UW System President Jay Rothman says everything is on the table. That includes adding bachelor's degrees or continuing education programs. The audits are part of Rothman's wider strategic plan for the system. In sports, the Brewers beat Seattle last night 7-3. Colin Rhea starts for Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans. And you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? Are you even smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack? What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6. A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK Radio.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile, Crest has you covered.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 34 tonight, partly cloudy. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 45. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
able to afford it. The more you can't possibly have. This is not a sustainable situation. So
no, and trying to address it and get ahead of it, because we know the workforce shortage that it comes when employers cannot find a child care provider, they're going to go to states and local economies in other places that can provide things like affordable child care. If Wisconsin doesn't address it, yeah.
We're estimated to lose 130,000 residents by 2030.
No, not even
because
residents.
Young
I believe
people are moving from the state for different opportunities.
Yes. Yes, and that is it. Workers, 130,000 workers estimated to be shy in the state when it comes to the end of this decade. We want to hear your tangents and your thoughts on this as well. 844-967-2789. Got Charles in Green Bay. Charles, what's on your mind this Tuesday afternoon?
All right, I got two things. One is the child care situation. My son pays a five-digit annual fee for my grandson to be taken care of in daycare. Okay?
My goodness.
Second of all, on the Earl Ingram show this morning, there's a proposal in one of the assembly or the Senate proposing to say that, you know, if the school district wants to and you have the qualified people, you can give teachers guns to protect themselves in the school. Okay, I was a teacher for 38 years. And I will tell you this point blank. There is no way in all the green earth that I will carry a gun in school. I'm retired, so I don't have to do it. Carry a gun in school while my students, you know, to protect my students for one simple reason. And the simple reason is this. You shoot the perpetrator, and if that bullet is fast enough and it goes through the perpetrator and kills one of my students, that's... I'm done. I would be a basket case.
Yeah, and I Charles. There's that. There's also the likelihood that someone will get a hold of it. There's also the likelihood that, my goodness, literally every single time that we put any sort of law enforcement involved into a school situation, nearly every single time minorities get targeted as well. Yeah. So there's 100 different ways. But my point is, as well, the people who are saying, let's put guns in there, still don't trust you to go and pick out what reading materials. They don't trust you to go and pick out songs for their kids. They don't trust you to go and teach anything about history. But they sure as heck have no problem with a gun in your face. Let's go to the next caller.
And just to point out as well, Charles, I believe that the current Governor Tony Evers, who was previously the superintendent of public instruction here in Wisconsin, will veto a proposal like that. So there is thanks that there, yes, maybe the assembly, Republican-led assembly or state senate will pass such a insane measure like that, but it will all but likely be vetoed. So, but yeah, continuing on over the phone lines, we got Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, what's on your mind this Tuesday afternoon?
Well, first off, unless I missed my guess here, that I think they have the votes enough to override any vetoes that either issues at this point in time. I could have that wrong.
Not in the state assembly, Mark.
It's ridiculous. Okay, great. But it is just ridiculous that Republicans aren't addressing real issues, the real economic issues. I mean, look at some of the democracies in Europe. And heaven forbid, you know, the more socialist type democracies over the more they offer in benefits for, because the people are generally happier than they are here. And the rich countries decide, because some of these people, like I said before, these people are richer than Croesus.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, Mark, but we're the greatest country ever because everybody keeps saying it over and over again.
Freedom.
Freedom, man.
Freedom, but you can't afford to actually have reliable child care. So I guess we got to come up with a different word. I don't know. I wouldn't call that freedom, per se. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Going to be joined by Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area, coming up next. Stay tuned.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. Another major hit for Southwest Airlines today as flights were grounded nationwide due to equipment issues. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has details.
This will be more of a delay event than it will be large cancellations like we saw over the holidays. But certainly a day for folks that are flying. You want to have some patience because it looks like almost one in every two Southwest flights are running behind today.
Ralph Jarl's mom wants justice after the teen got shot in the head while picking up his siblings and showed up at the wrong house.
If you get shot at that close of a range and the CT said that and the doctor don't understand how, then I don't understand how.
The U.S. is calling on Russia to release American journalist Evan Gershkovich again after a Kremlin court upheld his detention today. Ambassador Lynn Tracy.
The charges against Evan are baseless, and we call on the Russian Federation to immediately release him.
The U.S. says he's wrongfully detained. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The man accused of killing his parents, the owners of the Union Star Cheese Factory, appeared in court yesterday. 25-year-old Eric Metzik of the town of Wolf River is facing two counts of first-degree intentional homicide. David and Jan Metzik, both in their 70s, were found dead in their home with gunshot wounds last month. Another son found them and contacted police. News 13 reports Eric Metzik is being held on a $1 million cash bond. He's due back in court on May 30th. State and local governments in Wisconsin wouldn't be allowed to ban gas-powered vehicles, snow blowers, lawnmowers, or other machines under a pair of bills up for a vote today in the Assembly. The bills are sponsored by Republicans who are hoping to outlaw measures similar to a law passed in California last year, which requires all new cars, trucks, and SUVs sold in that state run on electricity or hydrogen by 2035. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
We're all looking for how our state can move forward despite division. Here's something that often gets bipartisan support, and with your help, we'll make Wisconsin more fair and secure. It's fixing the holes in our legal system so laws and justice truly apply to everyone. Did you know that in many cases, you have no right to an attorney? A person experiencing domestic violence or someone denied rightful health care coverage for an expensive procedure or a victim of elder abuse, how can they get the protections they're entitled to if they can't afford a lawyer? What they need is civil legal aid. It's powerful legal assistance. It helps people regain control of their lives, and it sometimes gets bipartisan support. But your state legislators need to hear from you right now as they work on the state budget. Google the legislature's homepage, go there, and enter your address under Who Are My Legislators, and call or email them now. Ask them to fund civil legal aid in the Wisconsin budget.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The disease, and I'm the cure.
This is the bill that will convert the State Hospital for the Insane into the William J. LePetitmane Memorial Gambling Casino for the Insane.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. Brian Kelly from the Bunker 2.67. I don't know what number we're on, but you're broadcasting from home on this glorious Tuesday afternoon.
Yes.
As far as you're aware, you're listening to us across Civic Media here in Madison, Mad Radio 92.7, the Shaw and Waukesha, and so many more terrific radio stations across the state of Wisconsin. Download the Civic Media app. You can take us with you on the go when you're jumping around the state, or if you're leaving the state, you can take us with you wherever you are. Download the Civic Media app. And you can jump from station to station there as well. And we are now joined by Dan Schaefer, host of the Recombobulation Area. Or host, excuse me. See, Dan, I'm getting confused because you're putting out more and more podcasts. But columnist of the Recombobulation Area that tends to have some podcasts every now and then as well. How are we doing, Dan?
Right. It's a good way to plug today's newsletter, which includes a podcast where I did host a conversation with Dan Kaufman, the author of The Fall of Wisconsin. So go check that out. If you're not sick of listening to me talk after I talk with Luke and Brian here, you could continue to listen to me talk with Dan Kaufman.
There you go. Kaufman's awesome. I like that guy.
See, it wasn't a mishap by me. It was just a seamless plug. That's what it was.
It was planned. It was a planned plug, and it went great. It executed well. I thought it was great.
May I suggest perhaps like a Lady Gaga song for your podcast so you can, because there's just Dan's. It'll be good. Okay.
There you go. Two Dan's. What was the podcast title? Two Dan's in talking Wisconsin or
just Dan's?
Just Dan's.
Just Dan's.
I'm gonna have O'Donnell on next.
Oh. Dan's the night away.
Let me know how that request goes. That sounds like a terrific interview. But Dan,
let's dance.
Number of things to talk about since we last had you
off
on
the rails faster than any time I've been on the show.
We're trying to set some records around here. You're breaking records with how many subscriptions you're getting on 414 day. We're trying to break records on how quickly we can lose our train of thought.
Dance.
You know
off,
that
bro?
I literally double checked with Dan Kaufman because I've been waiting to go and use that Just Dan's joke for like at least a year, maybe two.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
I've been holding that one in the holster for so long.
It was worth it. It went well.
I'm excited about it. I'm done for the day. It's my time, folks. I'll see you later.
I'm losing
George Costanza. I'll go out on the high note.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect. But Dan, since we last had you on, 414 day was terrific. Warm fall summer day here in April, Milwaukee, Madison, all around the state of Wisconsin. We enjoyed the warm weather. And you were having a little sale going on, a pretty big sale going on at the Recombobulation area. And so tell us, sounds like there's a lot more Wisconsinites subscribed to your newsletter.
Yeah, our sale was incredible. It went way past any of my expectations. A lot of people I had the good fortune of having a lot of free subscribers find our publication over the last couple months. Shout out Julie Louis-Dreyfus for a little help on that one. But a lot of those free subscribers took advantage of that deal and did an upgrade to paid. So we've got a lot more paid subscribers at the Recombobulation area. If you're out there listening to this show, I want to thank you because it's an absolute game changer for us at the Recombobulation area. So even more Recombobulation in our future,
which
Wisconsin
we really need when we go off on a tangent every now and then. So it's very important to Recombobulate.
That's what people come here for. But I gotta say, you know, it's a good thing because more people are paying attention to Wisconsin. More people are paying attention, and you're seeing that people want the product that you are putting out. And then you're going to do more of that because people like it, right? Unlike the Wisconsin legislature, which is saying, hey, those ideas that you were soundly rejected, all of the people of Wisconsin, all of those ideas that you soundly rejected every single time in every single state election for the last forever, we're going to keep pushing those, but call it a different name.
Well, not even
that's
a
what
different...
it seems to be happening. Is that correct?
They're just taking the Borat stance and just putting not in front of it. Like, that's all that it is.
Yeah, it wasn't a flat tax when Tim Michaels was running, as I was scolded by the Tim Michaels campaign when I ran a piece by Phil Rocco from Marquette University at the Recombobulation Area dissecting what a flat tax would mean. And then they scolded us saying that they're not running on a flat tax. Immediately after the election, they said, yeah, we want to do a flat tax. Nobody wanted that because it's a deeply unpopular policy position. So now what? They're unveiling something that is basically a flat tax, but they're not calling it a flat tax.
From my
understanding, they realize their ideas are deeply unpopular, and it's what's lost them 14 of the last 17 statewide elections.
From my understanding,
is that basically where you're seeing as well?
Yeah, that's what we're seeing. But they're not even not calling. It's not coming up with a different name for it other than a flat tax. They're just saying, in quotes, according to reporter AJ Badapour over at CBS 58 in Milwaukee, he's saying that it's, quote, not a flat tax, end quote. Like, that is what it's specifically being referred to, even though by 2028, this policy would phase out and collapse all of our current tax brackets to down to anybody making more than $7,500 annually to be taxed at 4.5%. Now, to me, it sounds pretty flat. That is a flat tax across the...
Not a flat tax yet. Huh?
It is just baffling that this is what we're getting right now from the Republican leadership in the state legislature, that they're just going to try to sell a bag of goods as something that is absolutely what they floated, was unsuccessful, and they lost a statewide race on it, and now they're just going to try to repackage it and say, oh, it's not what we're telling you it is. Believe your lying eyes, or something along those lines, Dan. And it's very... just fascinating to me that this is kind of one of those policies. It's a zombie policy. It keeps coming back. They're insisting that it's not what it is, but here it is again.
Well, they're insisting it's not what it is with good reason, because it's deeply unpopular, because what it ultimately amounts to is a big tax cut for the wealthiest Wisconsinites. Tax cuts for the wealthy is a deeply unpopular policy position. And I think even among Republicans, you know, they realize how unpopular it is, so they have to sell it as something else, something that it's not, and say, oh, it's about fairness, oh, it's about this, oh, it's about that, oh, it's about attracting, you know, snowbirds to have their permanent residence in Wisconsin, as Robin Voss was arguing earlier this year. But it's just something that people don't want, and it's. They're doing everything they can, and it's their one idea. And I think, you know, when Barack Obama was in Milwaukee campaigning for Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes last fall, was saying that, you know, Republicans have one policy idea, and it's cut taxes for the wealthy. And they say he was joking that, you know, if there was a meteor headed towards Earth and you went to the Republican leadership in the Senate and you said, what should we do? They would say, well, I think we should cut taxes for the wealthy, because that's their one idea. That's their one economic policy.
Well, that would free up assets for, you know, those wealthy to go and defend us from the meteor by leaving Earth and leaving us to die.
And I think the excellent movie, Don't Look Up, just shows you exactly what would happen if those wealthy people got their way. But Dan, speaking of unpopularity among Republicans here in Wisconsin, it's interesting. After the announcement last week by incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin that she is going to seek a third term in 2024, it's been kind of crickets from Republicans figuring out who's going to run against her in her election for a third term, or for her race for a third term. And one of the names being floated, at least now, because some staffers or somebody apparently buying up domain names, Tom Tiffany, potentially running statewide from up in the Northwoods. This is kind of your dark horse candidate. What are your thoughts on those domains being purchased and maybe Tom Tiffany gearing up some kind of bid?
Well, when Tammy announced last week, I poked around a little bit to see, you know, ask some sources what they thought, who they thought was going to be running. And I think, you know, there'd also already been a couple names out there. And I think no names that anyone is too excited about, because there's, you know, David Clark, there's this Waukesha County businessman, Scott Meyer, who and you know, a number of other names. You're always going to kind of, like, for federal elections, you're always going to look at you know, members of Congress if they're to take a step up to run for Senate. And I had heard that Brian Stile is not interested. And I had heard, you know, because I think his district is going to be potentially more vulnerable. And I think, you know, he would have to drop out and not run for Congress if he were, if he were to run for Senate. He's also got a leadership position, you know, in the House now. So I think he's unlikely to run. There's a big question over whether Mike Gallagher is going to run. I really don't know which way things are going with that. I think he would probably be the most competitive candidate of the members of Congress, Republican members of Congress from Wisconsin. I do think Tammy would still be the favorite against him. So you don't know if this is going to be the time where he's going to make his swing for a statewide race. But I have heard from multiple sources that Tom Tiffany wants to run.
My goodness.
Tiffany, who missed more.
I said that last week on Twitter and in a TV spot I did on Fox 6. And since then, we saw the news yesterday that he's buying up domain names in a very clumsy way.
First of all,
if that's a preview of how his campaign's going to go, you know, that's an interesting way to get the ball rolling, get your name out there.
So do you think Tom Tiffany is more or less appealing than Leah Vukmir? I mean, because that's who they ran last time against her, and my God, did she just destroy Leah Vukmir. But fun fact about Brian Stile and why I don't think he should run for anything ever again. I saw him stalled in a parade, and he didn't talk to anyone. He's the only politician I have ever seen in my entire life that did not take an opportunity to go and shake hands with somebody when they had the opportunity. But he sat there and stalled and was like, so you think we're going to move along? Talking to his staffers. What are you doing? I don't agree with you, but get out there and say hi to the people. They're here to see you, man. Anyway.
What a remarkably specific criticism that is. Parade etiquette. That's your red line.
Stalled in a parade. This is in between Michaels and, I had Michaels and his Michaels in my face that parade. And then I had Rebecca Clayfish, like, desperately talking to every single girl that she saw in the entire audience, which is great. But again, they were all like shaking hands like a politician does. And then Brian Stile was like, people.
Brian is a one-issue voter.
Maybe not his strong suit, I guess.
Why are you a politician then?
Brian is a one-issue voter, and it's how you interact in a parade. And if Brian sees you in a parade,
this is one of them. Anyway.
So Tom Tiffany.
Yeah, Tom Tiffany. Not as popular as Leah Vukmir. I don't think he's got a chance. But fun for us if he runs.
I think he's another type of politician who might do well in a Republican primary and do terribly in a general election. I think that's the type. I mean, his first vote that he cast in Congress was to overturn the election. So he's got that going for him. And voters love that.
And he missed a ton of subsequent
getting blown out and you know, everything else that's happened. Like, I don't know.
Tom Tiffany has just, I believe the statistic for the first Congress that he was in from 2021 to 2023, he missed more votes than any other freshman legislator, or was among the top of freshman legislators that was just skipping votes. So Tom Tiffany just wasn't present for his first term in Congress either, or his first full term in Congress, because I believe appointed to that position after Sean Duffy departed or ran a special election, not appointed.
Special election, yeah.
Yep. But it will be interesting. It's going to be something we're going to continue to keep an eye on, and something you should absolutely subscribe to the Recombobulation Area for information on. That 2024 U.S. Senate run here in Wisconsin. We're going to get to a couple of more Wisconsin headlines and talk about, is it an overreaction? The Milwaukee Bucks losing game one to the Miami Heat this weekend? Or could it be that you don't get Bucks in six without two losses? So we'll talk about that and more with Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area. We'll be right back.
Let's just give them a negative tax and let them decide what makes more sense for them.
Frankly, my dear, it sucks.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 34 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 45. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows around 43. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, he's Brian Kelly, and the two of us are joined by Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area. You could subscribe to and get all the information you need about Wisconsin politics and Milwaukee Bucks news as well if you follow Dan on Twitter, which is definitely something we're going to be getting into. But before we get to the fun NBA playoffs, the Milwaukee Bucks, Wisconsin legislature in session, and Brian and I have had this argument time and time again. Yes, it's very frustrating that for most even-numbered years, they just close up shop the first week of March or April, and then they don't do anything. But on the other hand, when they are in session and they're doing things, they're pretty terrible things. So we got a number of proposals before the legislature right now. Dan, what are you keeping an eye on when it comes to the policies that the Wisconsin legislature is currently discussing and debating and passing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely eyes ahead toward the budget debate. And some of the ways that that's going to be, you know, taking shape. You know, I do think it's an interesting time for that budget, just coming off the heels of that Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And you know, if that is going to have an impact on the way that legislators, you know, respond to the voters, something they don't typically do. I expect it will not change. I expect their approach will not change until anything in their approach changes. I'm not going to expect it to. But I did think, you know, there was one bill coming through today. I'm trying to pull up the details for it today. I think Scott Bauer at the AP had tweeted about this. It was that the Wisconsin Assembly is voting on a bill that would ban local governments from banning gas-powered vehicles, snowblowers, lawnmowers, and other machines. Why is this? Why are we doing this right now?
Are they under threat?
I mean,
okay. So like my best understanding
about the gas stoves that became a culture war thing before they started like shooting Budweiser cans with machine guns for the latest culture war thing.
Oh my God.
It's just what are we doing?
So my best understanding of this, Dan, is prior work that I've done with nonprofits, local governments would go and for an environmental purpose, go try to ban things like plastic bags at grocery stores, straws and fast food. And you'd have a municipal ordinance at the local level that would address this larger environmental problem. If the state government, like here in Wisconsin, is so gerrymandered and you can't get anything done. For a really long time, the Republican Party was the party of local control and would allow places like Madison or Milwaukee before 2010 to be able to go and address problems like that. Because you're not going to go and tell a county or a city or a town or village how they can actually conduct their business. But the problem is, in the state of Wisconsin, for an example, if all of a sudden Madison and Milwaukee prevents you from being able to have plastic grocery bags or something like that, all of a sudden the larger effect would be, well, we're not going to send grocery bags anymore to Wisconsin. That would be a net outcome that's positive, in my opinion. And I believe there's got to be some belief out there that these local governments want to ban gasoline lawnmowers or snowblowers, and they want to move towards eco-friendly, better environmentally sound machines, and Republicans don't want any of that. And so they're going to pass a bill that further restricts local control and says, we're going to tell you how to do things, we're going to be the party of big government, and we're going to intrude on local government's ability to address things like climate change on the margins by getting rid of these smaller devices. That would be my best guess. I think that we alluded to already early in the show, we talked about the rising cost of childcare. And I did joke that this specific bill was what they were actually discussing today rather than the 130,000 workforce shortage that we're going to have at the end of this decade. And it is telling, and not having the same shared reality as each other between Republicans and Democratic lawmakers at the Wisconsin Capitol does make it more of a hurdle for us to actually work on things that would address our problems rather than these made-up problems like whether or not a snowblower has a gasoline engine on it, or whether or not Bud Light is being shot up by a machine gun. So that's my best read into why this is what is coming before the legislature right now. But it is an interesting season. We've got the Joint Finance Committee that is wrapping up their listening sessions. I believe all four of them are completed, or there may be one more still on the schedule. I want to say at least three or four, if not four or four of those have been completed. None in Madison either. They're not even really doing any joint hearings at the Capitol where they could use the venue, the people's capital, to be able to hear from the people on their stances on what they would like to see in a budget. But they went to, I believe, Wausau, the Dells, Waukesha, and Green Bay, I believe. But maybe not even Green Bay.
To be fair, I mean, at least they're not wasting your time. The last time they had a public listening session that was on maps, I believe, every single person came in and testified saying, I do not want gerrymandered maps. And then Robin Voss and LeMahieu said, okay, thanks for your input. We're going to do the exact opposite of what everybody told us they wanted.
I think that should be on display, though. Anyway. That should be on display. Yes, it may ultimately be a waste of time at the end, but that should be on display. The visual of all of the individuals coming together and saying, this is what we want in the budget, and then it not getting done is a huge juxtaposition that I think would benefit the outcomes of these proposals in the long run. Maybe not in the short upcoming budget.
I do think, and I don't know if we have time to really get into it, I do think we have to, as a state, maybe reconsider how this process works with the Joint Finance Committee, because I think having everything go through this one committee that is 12-4 Republican at the moment is bad process. So I think it's worth reevaluating that process in the future.
Yeah, I absolutely think a 16-member legislative body is, there may be room for improvement there on how we plan and write a 2-year budget.
I'd like to speak for the average voter and say that I'd love to care about this, but I can't until they finalize the Aaron Rodgers trade. So... Sorry.
The sports world, Dan, what are your thoughts?
Sorry, it's Bucks playoff season. Yeah, I don't care about Aaron Rodgers right now.
Dude, I haven't cared about Aaron Rodgers at all this postseason yet, so let me know when the trade happens. But we've got Giannis missing practice today, it seems like, with the team confident that he is going to be good to go tomorrow night for game two against the Heat. Dan, in our closing minute, you got any thoughts on what's going on with Giannis and when we're going to see him back on the hardwood?
I'm more nervous than I should be, I think.
I'm trying to...
I don't think I should be nervous, but I am. I am.
Yeah, it is. I mean, a tailbone is... Bruce Tailbone's not easy. It could be a day or two. It could be a couple of weeks. And so I think it'll be interesting.
There were some other weird things that happened in that game one game that I did not like.
Yeah.
You got to come out and win big on Wednesday.
I agree. And we'll be listening to it. And hopefully, Bucks and six, baby. That's all I'm living on.
Six.
Requires two losses. So Bucks and six. Dan Schaefer, thank you so much for joining us on Dueling Tangents this Tuesday afternoon. Folks, if you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to y'all then.
RV High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with a long neck.
Dinosaur, long neck, yeah.
Let me ask you something. When last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six-pack.
The six-pack? Does she know who Steve Harvey is? You got to dig for it, but it's in there.
Get schooled with Family Feud.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on CW18.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.